Queen roams around. glow, the stars keep their vigil in heaven for you.
Ere morn's gushing light tips the hills with its rays, away o'er the waters, away and away.
Then open thy lattice, love, listen to me. And the breeze on the sea. Open thy lattice, love, listen to me. In the voyage of life, love, a pilot will be. He will sit at the helm, wherever we roam, and steer by the lodestar. He kindles
in a big mud hole. Do that, do that. He can't touch bottom with a 10-foot pole. Oh, do that day.
Blind run all night, blind run all day.
I'll bet my money on a bobtail nag.
Somebody bet.
Benny Burke is a mighty fast boat with a mighty fast captain too. He sits up there on the hurricane roof and he keeps his eye on the crew. I can't stay here for the work's too hard and I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my doves and tow them on my back when the Benny Burke comes down. Take my guts and throw them on my back when the Glendie Burke comes down.
Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away, and for the old folks at home. On the wild and sad, dreary, everywhere I roam. Oh, that is my heart grows weary.
Sad is my heart for the blighted blast. folks like to sigh. Some folks do, some folks do. Some folks long to die. But that's not me nor you. Long live the merry, merry house that lasts by night and day. Like the queen of mirth, no matter what some folks say.
Long live the merry,
long live the merry, merry house that lasts by night and day. Set me free. I went to old Kentucky to see what I could see. I could not go no farther. I turned the master's door. I love him all the harder. I'll go away no more.
Ring, ring, banjo. I love that cruel song. Come again, my true love. Oh, where you've been so long. Ring, ring, banjo. I love that cruel song. Come again, my true love.
Visions. Never give up in despair, for there's always a chance with this life to capture the hearts of the fair. No matter what may be your age, you always may cut a fine dash. You may suit all the girls to a hair if you've only got a mustache, a mustache, a mustache. If you've only got a mustache, a mustache, a mustache. If you've only got a mustache.
I dream of a genie with a light brown hair, born like a the summer air. I see her tripping where the bright streams play, happy as the daisies that dance on a wave. Many were the wild notes her merry voice would pour. Many were the blithe birds that warbled them more. Oh, I dream of a genie with a light brown hair, floating like a vapor on the soft summer air. I long for genie with a gay dawn smile, radiant in gladness, warm with winning guile. I hear her melodies like joys gone by, sighing round my heart o'er the fond hopes that die, sighing like the night wind, sobbing like the rain, wailing for the lost one that comes not again. Oh, I long for genie, and my heart bows low. Never find her where the bright waters flow.
Oh, Shanghai chicken, when you put him in the pit, he'll eat a loaf of bread, but he can't fight a bit. Oh, Shanghai fiddle is a funny little thing, and every time you tune him up, he goes ching ching.
Oh, oh, the Shanghai, don't bet your money on the Shanghai. Take the little chicken in the middle of the ring, but don't bet your money on the Shanghai.
I go to the fair for to see the funny fowl,
the double-headed pigeon and the one-eyed owl.
Dear old lame goose with no web between his toes,
He kills himself laughing when the Shanghai crows.
Oh, 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 the Shanghai. Don't bet your money on the Shanghai. Take the little chicken in the middle of the ring, but don't bet your money on the Shanghai.
The Shanghai's tall,
but his appetite is small.
He'll only swallow everything he can overhaul.
Four bags of wheat, just as certain as you're born.
A bushel of potato
and a top full of corn. Oh, the Shanghai, don't bet your money on the Shanghai. Take the little chicken in the middle of the ring, but don't bet your money on the Shanghai. Oh, the Shanghai, don't bet your money on the Shanghai. Take the little chicken in the middle of the ring,
but don't bet your money.
Don't bet your money.
Don't bet your money on the Shanghai.
Thank you. partially constructed 900-seat amphitheater. We're looking now, of course, at the ramps or tiers of the amphitheater seating, and the building we see up in the back is the lighting booth. Another slide shows us the stage area where we got some benefit of a thrust stage with these two-level ramps that come forward. We get some benefit of side stages by having areas to the left and right, and in this particular play and scene design we have a second story on the left and right side stages. Lighting is from towers on each side of the auditorium. Let's move on now to the production in action. This is Till the Daybreak, presented last summer at Winston-Salem, North Carolina. This play played all season. It was not intended for a repetition in future years, although there's some discussion that it will be revived either next year or the year after. Professional actors were used entirely in this production. Now let's move on to another slide. This also of the play in action. The actors, as in many of Shakespeare's plays, the actors bring on their props and strike their props, and no props are used that are not absolutely necessary to indicate the environment of the scene. Massive scenery was not used. The play was done very simply, with most of the emphasis going on the acting. Another slide shows us the extensive costuming and makeup necessary for Till the Daybreak. And if we may move on now, we see how the stage was used to represent different things. We have here not a building now, but we have a ship at sea, with the addition of a ship's wheel and one ladder that leans against the tremendous tree trunk that backs up this section of the scenery. Another slide takes us to a new amphitheater designed by Richard Bell and built at Raleigh, North Carolina, for Meredith College. Here we see grass used once again. This theater has a moat or reflecting a lake as part of its design, with the stage a circular area separated by an 8-foot moat. Let's take a look at another slide. And as we're looking at this amphitheater at Meredith College, I would like to comment that Under These Hills, which we saw produced at Cherokee, played in 1965 to 130,000 people. The Black Hills Passion Play plays to over 100,000 people. The Lost Colony to some 60,000. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival to about 60,000. The Common Glory to 45 or 50,000 people each summer season. A play like the Stephen Foster Story, produced by the small community of Bardstown with state help, plays to about 40,000 people each summer season. Texas last year, the new play written by Paul Green, played to 61,000 people in a 10-week season. The Legend of Daniel Boone, produced by the town of Harrodsburg, Kentucky, population 6,000, played to 22,000 people in 9 weeks last summer. Outdoor drama is, of course, important because it explains in an emotional and actual way the various historical events in the background of the community. It explains the community to the visitor. It reaffirms some of the values discovered by the living done in that community in the past. In most cases, of course, these historical stories are of importance to the region, the state, or the nation. They're about things of importance, struggles, people, events. At the same time, these communities have found that history and theater art combined can be a tremendous leader in the development of a tourist industry. The average tourist brings about $20 into a community, and even with a modest 20,000 people per season, the economy of a town is bound to feel the influx of the tourist dollar. So it's partly business and partly art that is giving outdoor drama its increasing popularity across the nation. People are alive to history, and communities are alert to an earned dollar that does not require a smokestack. And one final comment, if I may, and one more slide. Outdoor historical drama production on a summer-long basis, and using, as it's wisest to do, a paid cast and production company, is a risky business at best. We look now at an amphitheater growing up in weeds. Some years ago, there was scenery, scenic buildings, actors, audiences. This community made a mistake. It was hasty, rushed, not well planned, not well promoted, not well executed. Remember that these outdoor historical dramas are not something to be undertaken lightly by communities or even by regional government. They take the same care, skill, professionalism, and advanced planning that the development of a new factory would require. And now, if we can look once again at the amphitheater at Cherokee, North Carolina, where Under These Hills is produced, we see what can happen with the economy of a whole county, a whole region, vastly touched by the success of outdoor drama. However, this amphitheater is not just a place to sit. It's a stage area, a backstage area, it's concession stands, it's parking lots, it's housing and a dining hall for the cast, and all in all an investment of nearly $1 million. Now, somewhere between the vastness of the production at Cherokee and the small production of the Book of Job at Pine Mountain State Park in Kentucky, there is a place for most communities and most communities' abilities for the production of an outdoor drama.